Zuckerberg on Tabitha Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. She comes in with her MRI, which was very difficult to bring up. We had to go through many changes in the computer to finally get it to work. And we do see that there is an impingement towards the rotator cuff is rubbing on the acromion. I don't see it rubbing on the clavicle or the AC joint, but on the acromion. So that's what she's rubbing on. And there is a little irritation of the rotator cuff because of that rubbing on that. There is no tear. Basically, we just need to rebalance her shoulder so it's not catching. So I wanted to get the irritation of her shoulder. She's already on Voltaren, Voltaren, and this is not working. So I wanted to inject the shoulder to get the bursa calm down. So this is what happens. We get a bursitis in the shoulder from the rubbing to get the irritation out. So maybe the therapy would be more effective to rebalance her tissues. Again, we don't see any need for any surgical intervention at this time. And hopefully we'll never see any need for surgical intervention. We just can't seem to get the shoulder to stop popping, and so it just continues to irritate the rotator cuff. Again, the goal is to try to rebalance your tissue and keep it rebalanced. Purpose of the strap is to try to pull the rotator cuff down a little bit tighter so it's not rubbing on the acromion, A-C-R-O-M-I-O-N, period. So we contacted Workman's Comp, and they're going to determine whether we should go ahead and inject the shoulder. And then, of course, the continued physical therapy, period.